a flagship, the Underground Trieste Map. With the first explorations of the urban subsoil initiated by the Urban Speleology Section of the Adriatic Society Speleology in 1983, the need emerged to collect in an orderly manner all the descriptive data of the various cavities visited. As usual for natural caves, during each exit a survey of underground work was drawn up, accompanied by the main numerical data, development, depth, height, etc., photographic documentation, and a brief descriptive report. In the 1990s, at the national level, work was underway within the Italian Speleological Society to establish a commission specifically dealing with artificial cavities, and Trieste actively participated in these initiatives. Thus was born the Real Estate Registry of Artificial Tunnels of Friuli Venezia Giulia, which collected, numbered, and standardized descriptive data of the all cavities that were gradually being explored. To make the carried out work more evident and to have an overall view of all the documented cavities, a first map of Trieste area was prepared with the location of the various underground works. Recently, with the careful revision work of Paolo Guglia, the need arose to update this map, and an extensive topographic work was completed that allowed to map not only the cavities inserted in the real estate registry, but also those in any case known or those obstructed over time. The map depicts two major categories of underground works, punctiform and developed works. With a punctiform symbol of various colors to highlight some characteristic, as can be seen from the key, are represented the cavities with reduced planimetric extensions, small tunnels, wells, cisterns, underground constructions of considerable historical interest, but limited in size. Highly developed hypogeal structures such as aqueducts, covered streams, and vast air raid shelters are indicated with long colored lines. To complete the map, other works not directly affected by the research of speleology in artificial cavities have also been added, such as the main city sewer collectors and road and rail crossing tunnels, as these works also allow to complete the overall vision of underground Trieste. We would finally like to point out that Friuli Venezia Giulia Real Estate Registry of Artificial Tunnels today exists thanks to the collaboration of numerous speleological groups and collects the data of underground artificial work scattered throughout the region.